And in 1966, in January, I became an ambulance man. The training in those days was pretty basic. All you needed to be an ambulance man in those days was a St. John's certificate. After I'd been in the ambulance service a while, a couple of years I think it was, they opened a training school at Canterbury, which was the first training school ever to be opened. And we spent a fortnight up there learning basic skills and ambulance skills, which we already had been taught previous to that. So the first training session was in Canterbury, about a year or two after I'd become an ambulance man.
So we weren't actually into the days of paramedics at that stage?
Oh no, we're a long way from paramedics. They used to call it the Swoop and Scoop Brigade. That was our nickname. I mean, we basically learnt first aid, which was treating injuries and other types of injuries and illnesses, of course, and mostly transporting people to and fro hospitals.
And were you always here in Deal, or did you come to Deal from elsewhere?
I've always been in Deal, and I was stationed at Deal Ambulance Station, which was, funnily enough, in Freeman's Way, which is part of the extension of the barracks married quarters. The ambulance station was in use right up until about 2 years ago when it was sold. The new ambulance station was replaced in Deal Hospital grounds. In Deal at that time there were 12 ambulances when I started and 21 crews, 21 personnel, which made up two emergency crews, and the rest were day workers virtually, because we carried a lot of patients that were either elderly. We carried people going to antenatal clinics, it was fracture clinics, all sorts of clinics in those days. It was more a bus service than an ambulance service. But basically there was the crews that were kept back for emergencies, special emergency crews, which was two of them. Two
and minutes. Everybody presumably could drive, and
everybody could drive, everybody had got a first aid ticket, so right. It was into, with the shifts pattern, we were paired up and we did.
So by the time the 22nd of September 1989 came, you had been in the ambulance service for a good nearly 20 odd years, and by then presumably you had got the odd bit of promotion?
I had. We'd started to do advanced technician work, which was resuscitation, special resuscitation things. We used heart monitors and things like that. And the ambulance service had changed. We'd started to go to training schools more often, and we were learning better skills, obviously, and we were, our daily routine was attending more emergencies than daily routine work.
This must have been a good idea, and indeed more satisfying for
it was more satisfying for the ambulance man, because they were doing what they were wanted to do in the beginning. That went on for a few years like that. We were trained up, we were doing different, advancing our skills as the years went on.
And where did the paramedic sort of come in? How did that get all introduced? Was that just an extension of the improvement of the service?
That's right, yes, it was. It was an extension of the service. It came in a few years prior to September 89. At that time we were trained in cardiac resuscitation and things like that, but there were few paramedics. It was a sort of service, 24 hours a day it was open, 52 weeks of the year. We never closed.